This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Everything I have been told by patriots in our government in direct contact with the president every day and messages sent directly to me by the president, I'll just leave it at that, are that this is the real deal. He's going to take action. And here's why I know it's real. The enemy's response, my gut level analysis, but more importantly, why would you wreck the whole country and turn it into a civil war for the Chi-Coms and the EU? Just from a pragmatic system, if your leaders aren't demons that just want to wreck everything, who actually want to run the big powerful system, why would you do that? So this is an incredible time to be alive. It's going to get a lot rougher before it gets better, but I'm telling you, Trump is for real. And people like Ann Coulter go, oh, my God, we've got triple illegal aliens ever flooding across. You know, that's 3D chess. This is the globalist assault. Trump's cut the funding off of Central America. He's trying to get $12 billion to stop it. He got a billion plus from the military. He should go further. But to say that Trump is the problem, well, then Facebook and Twitter doesn't ban you. And I've invited Coulter on, but I think it's a cheap trick she's involved in, Mike Adams.
Well, I agree with you. I think, you know, she's basically, it's a clickbait type of narrative to just get attention and cast blame on Trump when he is fighting all the evils of the world all at once. He's shouldering all of this all at once. And Ann Coulter was his biggest supporter during the election. She needs to understand that Trump isn't a dictator and he can't change policies just by waving his hand. Trump has to dismantle the deep state in order to get his agenda really accomplished. And he's already started to do that. I know that he's going to be releasing a lot of these previously classified FISA warrant documents, for example. That's coming soon. We're going to see massive prosecutions of probably a dozen deep state insiders over the next 18 months. This is how you do it. You have to dismantle the deep state before you can actually get your agenda through. So Trump's second term will be on fire. It'll be like rocket fuel for Make America Great Again. This is why it's crucial to get Trump elected. And frankly, technically, we ought to give Trump an extra 2 years on top of his first term, because the first 2 years were completely interfered with.
Well, I'll say this. You and I are anti-police state, but a police state doesn't mean we're anti-cop. We're anti not having due process. The globalists have put us into this crisis. They're the ones getting rid of all the due process. And so if Trump and all of us have to then suspend everything to fix it, we're going to put it back the way it was. We're not the ones that brought us here, but sometimes when people put you into martial law has to fix it.
Well, as I've said before, we have this really rare opportunity where Trump has seized the power of the executive branch of government. Once in a lifetime opportunity, he needs to use the power of government to essentially dismantle or destroy the deep state elements that have turned government against us. So when you have the White House, you use it, but long term, we don't want big government ruling over all of our lives. We want more states' rights, more 10th Amendment, smaller government, smaller budget.
But is it not providence that right at this point Trump got in?
Well, yeah, it's biblical. It really is. There's so much going on here at so many levels. We're talking about the attempted annihilation of humanity. We're talking about the rise of actual Satanism and satanic influence, demonic influence into the population. There's a story out there right now. I think it's on the Big League website, Politics, that a young boy who thinks he's transgender, a young man, says he did a do-it-yourself surgical removal of, pardon my language, but his penis and his testicles in order to conform to the left-wing agenda.
Which is what the Hellbop cult did. It is this Satan cult of destroy your manhood, chop your balls off, take your Prozac, take your Ritalin. Yes. Exactly, I saw that.
They are literally doing this now. They are insane. The left is a cult. They are dangerous, and they must be defeated.
Well, it's just like they have all these shows about girls committing suicide that makes girls commit suicide. Hollywood is a weapon system targeting the weak-minded. Those of us that have not engaged in leadership have created the power vacuum that has allowed this. We now must take action. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart. The cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's. You've got the adults. You've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed. I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
Well, I was summoned from Montgomery. I had my guitar on my back. When a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac. He was dressed like 1950, half drunk and hollow-eyed. He said, it's a long walk to Nashville, would you like to ride?
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Down in the front seat, he turned on the radio. And them sad old songs coming out of them speakers was solid country gold. Then I noticed the stranger was ghost white pale when he asked me for a light. And I knew there was something strange about this ride. He said, Drifter, can you make folks cry when you're playing sign? Have you paid your dues? Can you moan the blues? Can you bend them guitar strings? He said, boy, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? 'Cause if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride.
All right, I wanted to get to this piece because we've talked about this. And you can just type in Council on Foreign Relations, geoengineering, Bill Gates funding weather manipulation, exactly the patents we found, exactly the airlines don't even really know except the executives. They had aluminum salts, barium. They had all this stuff to the engines and the gas. It's kerosene, basically. You think of jet fuel as explosive. It's not. It's actually lighter burning than gasoline. And it then aerosolizes and creates increased nuclei. So, yes, it's actually ice crystals out behind, but there's nuclei in cloud seeding to create it. So I remember, like, oh, man, it was like 20 years ago I was getting calls. This one guy was running a DARPA program, and he said, I can't tell you everything, but it's secret. But these Doppler antennas were putting in around the country under a federal grant so that, quote, everybody has tornado watch. They said the power is 10 to 20 times what you need for Doppler. And they said, I don't know if I can say the guy's name. I shouldn't. He's actually been on the show. But the point is, they're using it to fry the atmosphere with these aluminum dioxides and bariums and salts. And I'm like, okay, you're crazy. This is like 24 years ago. I'm on air and I've got guys that got engineering degrees pulling up. They're giving me all this stuff at the station. And then a decade later, Dubai has the exact same antenna arrays. And it says they're turning the desert green with these. That's going on. So I wanted to bring Mike Adams in, who's an engineer and scientist, about this, because I'm going to play this clip of John Brennan, former head of the CIA, deep stater, where they know they can't hide this anymore. So they then admit they've got it. They want to roll it out. They want to make it public. But other governments don't like it. Well, yeah, we have a treaty. So everything he's saying is, knowing that the audience of actual controllers know what's happening, but he's basically talking about the problems without saying the specifics of them. But when you know the facts, it's incredible. So I never knew this video existed. I knew that there were speeches he gave and others gave, CFR.org. But I didn't know he'd given the speech. So here's just part of it.
Another example is the array of technologies, often referred to collectively as geoengineering, that potentially could help reverse the warming effects of global climate change. One that has gained my personal attention is stratospheric aerosol injection, or SAI, a method of seeding the stratosphere with particles that can help reflect the sun's heat in much the same way that volcanic eruptions do. An SAI program could limit global temperature increases, reducing some risks associated with higher temperatures and providing the world economy additional time to transition from fossil fuels. This process is also relatively inexpensive. The National Research Council estimates that a fully deployed SAI program would cost about $10 billion yearly. As promising as it may be, moving forward on SAI would also raise a number of challenges for our government and for the international community. On the technical side, greenhouse gas emission reductions would still have to accompany SAI to address other climate change effects, such as ocean acidification, because SAI alone would not remove greenhouse gases from the atmosphere. On the geopolitical side, the technology's potential to alter weather patterns and benefit certain regions of the world at the expense of other regions could trigger sharp opposition by some nations. Others might seize on SAI's benefits and back away from their commitment to carbon dioxide reductions. And as with other breakthrough technologies, global norms and standards are lacking to guide the deployment and implementation of SAI and other geoengineering initiatives. Now, I could go on and on and on and on about the things that fascinate me, but rather than talk about them, I thought I'd stop here and start the conversation with Judy, and then I can take some of your questions. I very much appreciate the invitation to come back here in the Council of Foreign Relations.
And now, I'm out in L.A. I know about the transcripts of these meetings. I didn't know it was actually on C-SPAN. Callers always call and go, why did you cover this? I'm not omnipresent. Far from it. But we go to YouTube and it says, this isn't true. There's no geoengineering. So that's the new fact deal. So here's the head of the CIA saying we're doing it. They put a factoid saying it's a conspiracy. It doesn't exist. You guys found it. Put it back up there. So this is what we're talking about, Mike Adams. The insanity of the level that they don't want us to have a debate about this. It's already going on. Wow.
Yeah, look, when John Brennan says it, it's genius science. If you or I say the same thing, stratospheric aerosol injection, then we are labeled conspiracy theorists and fake news. So it's this bubble. And remember, this stratospheric aerosol injection, this is a global dimming initiative to block the amount of sunlight that reaches the Earth, which means you're blocking sunlight from reaching food crops, which means you're going to slow down photosynthesis of all food crops all around the world, which means you're going to lead to global starvation, famine, food supply disruptions. This is the weaponization of famine and starvation worldwide, among other things, to make people dependent on government FEMA camp rescues just to get your food rations. This, and by the way, Alex, if they do this, if they push all this pollution into the atmosphere, and then there is a volcanic eruption happens. The volcanic eruption.
It's like an adjuvant. It makes it 10 times worse. So let's stop right there.
Exactly.
They already admit respiratory problems, aluminum in the soil is 12 times what it was. The open borders, they're trying to collapse societies, what you're saying.
They are.
They admit it. They're collapsing the damn atmosphere.
It is terraforming, Alex. It's terraforming. I've said this before. It's terraforming to prepare Earth for the post-human era. And whatever you want to think that is, there's a lot of theories out there, but it's clear that they do not want humanity to survive, and they're willing to devastate every food web, every ecosystem on the planet in order to accomplish that.
It's more terraforming. It's death-forming.
Yeah, look, they are a death cult, and John Brennan is part of that death cult. Look at what he did to try to destroy our republic. Look at what he did to President Trump. And, of course, he's endorsing. He's talking about how much he loves this idea of polluting the atmosphere. So the Green New Deal really is about pollution and death and mass starvation, which would cause mass disease outbreaks to follow. And, by the way, in cities like San Francisco and Los Angeles, there's so much homelessness, needles, and human feces in the streets, they're going to start having sort of 19th century disease outbreaks any day now anyway.
People ask.
Done in some way.
People ask, why is it every blue city? Folks, You read the WikiLeaks, collapse of society, collapse of free market, Cloward and Piven. They can't compete with a Judeo-Christian model, open free society, wealth, free market competition. So they're sabotaging it while the mega banks are offshore, tax exempt. Apple, Google, they're all exempt. They are wrecking society. They are psychotics. They can't help it. And great job, Mike Adams, exposing all this. It's biblical. As you said, it's happening now. We just showed total proof with the head of the CIA, former head, admitting a giant geoengineering program, not for good, for bad, but that they don't want to admit it because other governments would complain. This is weather weapons. Naturalnews.com. News that your life depends on, my life depends on. Thank you, Mike Adams.
Thank you, Alex. Good to join you.
All right. We're going to come back with a filmmaker who has put out a film that I'm very impressed with, and I'm in it, but that's not the reason I'm promoting it. It's a very important free speech film, amazing clips coming up. Please don't forget, without you, we're not on air. On local AM and FM, support those local stations. On shortwave, support them. On internet, Infowars.com/show. You override the globalists. That's not talk. That's not a slogan. That's reality. It's the most banned show in the world for a reason. We're pro-human. We're pro-God. We're pro-baby. We're pro-family. We're pro-future.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah, Instantly. You could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah,
but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You can't watch this.com.
You may be an ambassador to England or France. You may like to gamble. You might like to dance. You may be the heavyweight champion of the world. You may be a socialite with a long string of pearls. But you're going to have to serve somebody.
You can't watch this.com.
Yes, indeed.
Talen Robertson is a great documentary filmmaker and a political activist, and I know he's working with George on this to put out this film. And they first interviewed me like six, 8 months ago, a few months ago again. I'm like, okay, well, you guys are, you know, good guys. Make your film. And I saw it a few weeks ago. It's not out yet. It comes out Wednesday. I was like, wow, this is powerful. Plus, it's perfect timing. I was telling them this weekend, I'm like, this is perfect timing. They go, well, we were going to release it in a month or so, but we think now with all the deplatforming, this is the time. Paul Watson, Tommy Robinson, you've got myself in it, Alex Jones. You've got so many other people like Laura Loomer. They're all in there, ladies and gentlemen. You can't watch this.com. And I guess you can go rent it or watch it starting Wednesday at YouCan'tWatchThis.com. It's on Vimeo, you name it. I guess they say in a week or so it'll be on Amazon. And look, I used to make documentaries. I used to have time for it. I'm on radio, I'm on TV. We're fighting hard here. But I'm really glad they made this because it gets into what's really happening, what the deplatforming is about. This is the type of film that can help win the culture war. We're going to play some clips here. We're going to play the trailer. We're going to have one of the producers and, you know, co-directors on about all this. But censoredmovie.com is the Vimeo on demand page, censoredmovie.com. YouCan'tWatchThis.com is the website, and the Twitter at censorshipmovie, YouTube censorshipmovie, and just a lot of amazing trailers, a lot of amazing stuff. I can't wait to see it because what I saw, I said 2 weeks ago, it was like actually a month ago, was a rough cut. I'm told it's even been augmented or whatever. I saw some stuff in the trailer and some of the clips they put out that wasn't in the film, or maybe some of the stuff in the clips isn't in the film. I don't know. I'm a busy, busy beaver, as everybody knows. But we'll go to Kalen in a moment. Here is the trailer for You Can't Watch This. Here it is.
Tonight we present this special report on social media exclusion.
Calls Zuckerberg's power unprecedented and un-American.
Listen, this is not just targeting one side of the political spectrum.
It's the first time that the high court will examine free speech rights and social media.
This is a monopoly. There is no competition, and there's no accountability.
Facebook or Google are not government actors, so the First Amendment does not speak to their conduct.
Certain voices and messages should be excluded from their platforms.
We're not in Kansas anymore. We're not in Kansas anymore.
This is not a lifestyle for people who are weak-minded. I mean, I didn't just get depressed. I felt straight up suicidal.
Very soon, time soon, then the relocation of my family will be immediate.
I wake up, the first thing I do before I talk to anyone, before I turn on my phone, go on my YouTube channel and make sure it's still there.
I mean, I lost my job, I lost my social media platforms, I lost my vocation in a sense.
If we don't fight back and if we don't do something soon, I'm worried that we may fall. We may lose what makes this country great, and that is the fact that we have free speech.
The government cannot broadly restrict anything that it might label hate speech, but platforms can if they wish to.
Let's talk about YouTube, the second biggest search engine in the world.
The more they try and censor the people who are the alternative, the more frustration there will build against them.
A progressive publisher fears those on the left like her may soon face the very same hurdles as conservatives.
I was used as a straw man. Once the public took the bait, took the hook in their mouth, then everyone else would fall.
We were winning. We're losing.
Well, we're losing the battle, winning the war. And we're getting to a bunch of clips from the film coming up. But Kalen Robertson, thanks for joining us. Very excited because I remember being involved in the film back, it seemed like 6-8 months ago. I don't remember when you first came, maybe a year ago. I don't remember. And then now the film's out, so congratulations. It's powerful.
Oh, thanks so much. It's so nice watching the trailer then on your show. It was painstaking putting it all together, but the timing, you're right, the timing is perfect for this. It's all been heating up in the last few months, you know, with Loomer being mentioned by Trump only 48 hours ago, Trump talking about people like Lauren Southern and you and InfoWars and basically exactly what the documentary is about, which is incredible. And the whole process was really, really powerful, but sort of telling the story the right way, telling it properly. I mean, it's crazy this has never actually been told before in this way, you know, in the UK especially, and a lot of the time in the US,
everyone just follows the official lying narrative that we're all Nazis, so you don't dare let us talk. And you're going to have the floor in the next two segments, my friend. It's hard getting you on late. But just people want to know the providence of the film. Who's producing it? Who's making it? I've known you a few years, but I'm a guest. Know you're great filmmakers. I did it. People are asking me about the film, how long it is, what version's coming out. So just tell us about the film itself, though.
Right, so the film is an hour long, so it was directed by George Llewellyn John. He's been making movies with people like Tommy Robinson and About the Right for years now. It's produced by myself, and I've been doing the same sort of thing for years. This is our biggest film so far, and it's like the most sort of proper budget, really serious film we've ever done. Looks at five controversial figures who are conservatives who have been basically banned on the internet, exactly what happened, exactly why they were banned, what the impact was on them. It's basically the first time ever a film looks at this issue in this way, and that's basically what it's about.
And I said a few weeks ago, but it was actually I guess a month ago, the film I watched was excellent, but I've seen some clips in the promos that I didn't see in the film. So was what I saw a final cut, or is it even better than what I saw?
So the one you saw was pretty much a final cut. We did make some adjustments in the clips. We do have some of the clips are sort of exclusives. Some of the clips are scenes that we didn't put in the film. Some are extended edition sort of clips. So we wanted to, you know, save a lot of the really good stuff for the actual core of the film. And then a lot of the stuff that we want to put out in the meantime is sort of the extended bits and the bits that didn't make it to the final cut. So there's loads and loads and loads of material.
Sure. Just to be clear, and I'm not apologizing. I'm not prepared. It's kind of cool to fly by the seat of our pants. I haven't talked to you except for this weekend, a few minutes, and then in a couple of weeks. So I just wasn't sure. I just know the film I saw was awesome. You told me that you guys had done a few, I guess, edits or upgrades. So all I know is the film I saw was amazing. I can't wait to see the film that's about to be released Wednesday.
Yeah, no, it is amazing. And people have never seen Paul like this before. You know, this is his first proper interview. People have never seen Gavin like this before. It's the right has never looked like Hollywood before.
Look, I'm not gay or anything. It's you know, kind of like that joke that the famous basketball player met the famous NFL player. And he said, well, I'm not gay, but this guy's really handsome. People get to see how big and tall and masculine Paul is in the film. You always just see him behind that map.
Always. Well, when people saw him in the trailer walking around like that outside, they were shocked. They were like, what's he doing outside? This is crazy. You know, he looks totally different. And there's loads of that in the film as well, where he's, you know, goes to the park, he's reflecting, he's going around talking about how he feels. But behind the scenes, behind the set, he looks totally different. It sounds totally different. That's what everyone's saying so far. That's the initial reaction, which is...
All right, CensorMovie.com. Let's get the clips of it straight ahead. The censors are going to hate this. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore. It's a year and a half fight, but we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out what the globalists don't want you to have, the good halogens, when you have the bad halogens, at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I walk a lonely avenue. I never thought I'd meet a girl like you.
So there is a glut, an oversupply of like sand in the desert or blue sky when you're walking through the desert, of movies and TV shows and productions. Everybody in this voyeur society believes you become somebody by being watched. And, of course, here I am with a show to be watched. But I got into this because they were trying to take our guns and our private property. But I actually have beliefs that I'm trying to push. But imagine, out of all the thousands of programs, all the thousands of shows, I've had Netflix and HBO and, I mean, producers for HBO, people that, you know, have been Oscar winners, come here before the band, during the band, and say, how do we do a movie with you? How do we do a show? I say, you'll be censored. I say, go pitch your show. Well, I've got a lot of clout. You know, I was married to such and such, and I've, you know, spent, you know, I've had a $500 million in production the last few years at HBO. And as soon as they bring it up, they're told no to Alex Jones. So everyone's too scared to even put me in a film that isn't completely negative. That's why when I was on International Turkish Television today, it was just all negative talking points. We're going to air that later. I think we have the clip. Maybe if our guest leaves us, we'll play it. But that's just the attitude, this unified fear in media, that now there's more media than ever. It makes media less valuable because everyone is conforming. So I don't know the nuts and bolts of you filmmakers. I knew who you were. You made some good films, so I sat for it. But Kalen Robertson, YouCan'tWatchThis.com, the new film coming out Wednesday. When does it drop? How do we see it? You made the point up front. Why has this not already been made? This censorship's been going on a few years. It's perfect timing. You guys have this ready now, but what spurred you to do this? You know, I know your partner in this is a little more liberal than you. He asked me some hard questions during interviews the last two times. Now he seems more won over. And again, it's not you have to agree with me for me to be in your film. You just seem like real guys, so I did it.
Yeah, well, an important part of being a filmmaker is telling stories about things that are happening in the real world. I've covered stories on the ground in, you know, one of the documentaries I've made recently was filmed in 9 different countries, filming human traffickers, sending migrants across the border, getting arrested by the Turkish military was something that happened to me a few months ago for doing journalism there. And I didn't do that to get it, you know, to do anything in politics. I did that because it wasn't being told. And this is exactly why we decided to do this film, because it's a massive, massive issue, like the human trafficking, like the stuff we've done before. But there's never been a production about it. There's never been, and obviously it's because one of the main reasons is what you said about people who have come along and then they'll get censored and producers will not allow them to go ahead. But another reason a lot of filmmakers don't do this is because they don't win awards for doing. You know, look at the Oscars, look at Sundance, look at all the film awards that happen. None of them go to films that would ever be sympathetic towards this. The last one was Moonlight, which was, you know, a film about I think it's like a gay Muslim and his lived experience in America, and those are the films that will always win awards and will always get pushed. So young filmmakers starting out are going to go and do that kind of stuff. But the reason we did it is because we really think that the stories that aren't being told need to be told. And this is the fundamental, most important story in America in 2019. And it will be in 2020 as well, because it's election meddling. And it's about it's making people disappear. It's what the Soviets did. You know, if you walk down a corridor in the Soviet Union in the, you know, in the 1910s or in the 1800s, there's been all sorts of regimes where you'd walk down a corridor and you'd see all of the paintings and the portraits of all of the members of government. 20 years later, walk down the same corridor, the same paintings are there, but the faces have been blurred out. You see this in the textbooks as well. I don't know if you have any examples of this, but the exact same thing is what's happening now, you know, with people becoming immediately unpersoned. Gavin's face can't be shown on Instagram anymore. Same with Tommy, same with you. But whenever something like this happens in a society, whenever something crazy happens or massive, usually you'll, about a few months later, 2 or 3 years later, you'll have a slew of high-profile, high-budget TV networks and mainstream movies make content about it. This is the first time that hasn't really happened before. And we just thought this is so important. And there's a huge number of people who want to watch it as well. I mean, there's a huge number of people who need to see it and who want to see it. And unfortunately, in the UK and a lot of time in the US, outside of InfoWars, the only people on the right who work in the media and who make movies use their phones, use little camera phones and things like that. And that's fine, but it doesn't always get the message across to change culture when you don't have production value. Production value is an important thing.
You really humanize what's happening. We may have to hold you a little bit over. We got Gerald Celente coming up, but I want to get to all these clips. The film, what time specifically does it drop Wednesday, like Greenwich Mean Time? When can people see this verboten film, youcan'twatchthis.com?
So it'll be 3 p.m. 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So it'll be 3 p.m. and then sort of across America, I think that's sort of 3, 4, 5. So it'll basically be late afternoon across the whole of the U.S. is when the film will be dropping on the 15th of May. So you can pre-order it now. You can pre-order to buy it. You can pre-order to rent it, and then you'll get a notification as soon as it pops up. I know there's different.
And I want to be clear.
In the U.S., but yeah.
I want to be clear. This is our real story. This is people actually, and you do it very fairly, show both sides. This is a real film about the attack on free speech. People need to support this. They need to go there. They need to watch it. We need to send it right to the top to let the system know that attacks on free speech won't be put up with. We're going to come back and play some of these clips. But before we do that, take Laura Limmer. She was on last week, and she's an individual activist. She did some of the best work at Project Veritas, infiltrating groups, which is scary to do. I've done that myself. And you know, she was crying about being kicked off Uber and Uber Eats and being kicked off bank accounts and being kicked off all the social media networks and being kicked off all these things. And people made jokes. They're like, oh, ha ha, you're kicked off these things. The Young Turks get money from Gulf War dictatorships. They make $100 million a year. I think even Sink makes that himself. I mean, these are like rich sellouts that no one even watches. And they make fun of a woman who gets arrested and beat up and does all these things. I just think it's incredibly cowardly, because I smiled when she was crying on air out of uncomfortableness. I wasn't making fun of her. You know, Drudge ended up linking to the interview last week. I wasn't making fun of Laura. I was smiling because it was so shocking, her crying and saying she was suicidal. This is real. And people that haven't been through this level of persecution, they don't know what it's like, so they shouldn't make jokes about it.
Well, Laura is a 25-year-old girl, basically, trying to tell the story that the stories that she sees happening around her in America, and she's been laughed at and ridiculed for talking about feeling genuinely suicidal and genuinely feeling like her life is totally over. Laughed at by verified Twitter accounts, by journalists who didn't get suspended. One of them said that they would laugh if she was hanging from a tree outside Twitter headquarters, and they didn't get suspended.
And she's depressed because I knew her 6 months ago, 2 years ago. She kept thinking, oh, we'll fight this. People will stand up. She's shocked at how far they've gone. She's shocked at how bullyish they are.
Oh, yeah, and she knows exactly how all this works, and even she didn't anticipate it. And it's going to happen to loads more people like Laura and loads more people not like Laura either. Far more liberal or far more towards the center from Laura as well. It's going to be happening to everybody. But it was really heartbreaking what happened to her. You know, if you're a journalist, Gavin said this in the documentary about halfway through. He said, if you're a journalist and someone hands you a typewriter and says, sorry, you don't have access to a computer anymore, but you can write out some of your reports on a typewriter now and you know, you can hand them to people in the street, you're not going to have a career as a journalist. It's not going to work. And the same thing's basically been forced.
Well, sure. And I watched the Young Turks, named after an anti-Christian genocide organization funded by Qatar and Gulf War states. And they just lick their lips and say, you're shut up now. You're nobody. And they laugh. And they're so un-American. They're so authoritarian. And it's like, wow, you really are dirtbags. We'll be right back to play some of these clips with our guest. The film, ladies and gentlemen, is going to come out in a few days. YouCan'tWatchThis.com. CensoredMovie.com is where you download it or sign up to see it first. It's an act of revolution to spread the word about this film. We'll be back. I'm Alex Jones.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows! Mm-hmm. Great idea!
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains.
veins, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Searching for a safe way to get rest you deserve, improve and lift your mood, relief for aches and pains? The answer, HempFX, Uplift, Relax, Soothe. You are invited to a workshop free on Saturday, May 18th, 10:30 to 1:30 at Westin San Francisco Airport, 1 Old Bayshore Highway, Millbury, California. Contact Donna at 650-861-0606. That's 650-861-0606 or donnagarland@yahoo.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Turkish run state media has its number one show called The Newsmakers. We looked it up. It is arguably the biggest show in Turkey, which is very influential. The old heart of the Ottoman Empire, Constantinople taken over by the Islamicists, now Istanbul. And they said, oh, it's just him in an interview. I go on there, it is leftist talking points right down the line. And I told you, we taped it, the Skype perspective, for 30 minutes, and I said, if they edit it or jack with it, I'll air ours. But if they're honorable, and actually, as it's on right now, it's on cable systems, TV all over the world, if they don't jack with it, then there's no really point to that. I'll probably go through it and show the evidence of what I said, but that's going on right now. Okay, going back to filmmaker Kalen Robertson, Twitter, @KalenRob. YouCan'tWatchThis.com. Look, I know you guys are great filmmakers, but I was very impressed 3 weeks ago, a month ago, when you guys sent me the private link to the film. And then I know you were planning on a few weeks to have it out, but now you're rushing it out this Wednesday, less than 48 hours. Why are you doing that?
Well, everything's heating up. Everything is crazy right now. Trump has just been talking about Laura Loomer. Trump has been talking directly about you guys. And people need to see this right now. I mean, there's so much going on. Michelle Malkin, I think her name is, from CRTV. She was banned on Facebook.
Yeah, she came out and defended us and got censored by Facebook.
Exactly. It's all happening right now, and people need to see it as soon as possible. And this is the reason we made the film, is so that people can see it and people can see this perspective. Because right now, they can't see your perspective, they can't see Michelle's perspective, they can't see Loomer or Gavin or Tommy Robinson or any of these people's perspective. And this movie exactly tells those perspectives more than anything else. And it's not a political film. It's not an activist film. It's a story that literally just tells the truth. It tells your truth. It tells Tommy's truth. It tells the truth of the people who have been wiped off the internet in the last few weeks. And that's why it needs to be sped up, because right now, the only people who are telling these stories, the only people who are telling Tommy's story or your story, are journalists on Twitter, are journalists on Facebook.
That's the key. They don't just silence you. They allow liars to say whatever they want. Well, I endorse this film. I haven't made a film in 10 years, and you guys are great filmmakers, and I hope to work with you now. I'm really impressed with what you've done, and I know you put a lot of money into this, and it isn't about money. But, folks, this film, everybody needs to buy it or rent it. You need to have viewing parties. You need to share it. This is the first group to, in the last year of censorship, that wasn't scared to do this. And I'm sure there'll be some punishment. I'm sure there'll be some retribution. Who knows what it'll be, because you fairly look at it. And you even ask some serious questions of us. But that's what we're looking for. We're real people. I just hope that everyone, you know, doesn't have an 8-minute or 70-second or 12-second attention span like the Democrats and globalists hope you do. I hope you remember this film is coming out 3 p.m. Central. You Can't Watch This is the name of the film. YouCan'tWatchThis.com. You find it at CensoredMovie.com is where you can sign up to watch it on your big screen TV in HD or on your phone or whatever. And here's the key. DVD's making a comeback all of a sudden. I got called about 2 weeks ago by some factories we made DVDs with years ago. They said, Alex, have you seen the numbers? Because of censorship, people instinctively get, they want to hold on to it, not have it on the cloud. And so suddenly memory space, HD cards, whatever, are all exploding again. People are getting, you want to hold on to this. So people can go download their own copy, save it how they want. That's a key record of what's going on here.
Oh, yeah, people are going straight back to that, and they should. They should go straight back to it, because the internet could be totally different in 5 years. All of it could be completely wiped, like the Soviet Union analogy, walking through the corridors. The internet, as it was 2 years ago, doesn't look anything like it does now, and it's not going to look like that soon. So if you can get your hands on anything like that, especially, you know, this movie's going to have a DVD coming out very, very soon. You'll be able to pre-order.
Hold on. See, like I said, a DVD. Tell me about that.
So we're going to be putting together a DVD. We're just finishing up the last finishing touches for that, specifically for why, for the reason you just mentioned, which is that will outlive any of this kind of censorship, and it will bypass all of that. Someone can't come into your house and take away a DVD from your bookshelf. And that's exactly why they're making a comeback, and that's exactly why we'll be doing that, because it's totally unstoppable.
And by the way,
I'm
glad you mentioned that, because we briefly talked about it, I guess, Sunday or Saturday. It's all. When did we talk on the phone for like 30 minutes? A few days ago.
Yeah, it was on the weekend. Yeah.
And you're like, hey, DVDs are making a comeback, blah, blah, blah. I'm not just saying this. It was our listeners on VHS in 1997. I made American Destroyed by Design. I said, please, our listeners are so good, they wouldn't copy unless I said. I sold 1,000 VHS the first month. And by the end of the year, I'd sold like 50,000 VHS. And that funded my equipment, everything. I had like a $200 video camera. I was editing an old 3/4-inch tape at night at a city library facility, literally by a crack house. That money that came in, the few $100,000, allowed us to upgrade by digital equipment and launch everything we did. And so, as you said, I'd walk in gas stations in New Mexico or upstate New York, and there'd be, you know, in the early 2000s, a shrine of our films. And people were making copies and giving them away at the gas station, you know, for a dollar, what it cost to burn it. As soon as the censors come in, all we do is value that again. We go back to DVD. We will circumnavigate their ass again.
Oh, yeah, DVDs will outlive all of this. As we said, DVDs are the most important thing to bypass censorship because you absolutely can't stop that from happening. This movie, although it's going to have a huge impact, loads of people are going to see it online. I guarantee, at least in a couple of years' time, when the internet shifts forever, this will never be allowed. Right now it will be because we're just on the cusp. It's 2020, it'll be all right. Just on the cusp. But a DVD would last 100 years, so that would be
well, here's an example.
Key way.
My wife had never seen Idiocracy. This is 2 nights ago. And she goes, I want to see it. So we try to get on Netflix and can't find it. Go to Amazon. It's not downloading. So I tear the house apart. I go, I know I've got a copy. I get in the attic. I find it. It's HD. It's on our big screen in the bedroom. She's like, God, this is so much clearer than Netflix. Why don't we watch DVDs? Exactly. It's ours. It isn't being surveilled that we're watching it. And I watched the movie with her. So, again, folks, it's simple. It's revolutionary. I want this film that actually, I guess you interviewed me like 6-8 months ago, then again a few months ago. So it's not up to the current stuff, but it's all the same topic. It's very powerful. Censoredmovie.com. Please go there. Sign up. Subscribe now to get it. It will be sent to you. I want to hold you over, though. I got to go, but I've got another guest host coming on. But I want to play clips from the film. But to be specific, as you guys are the engineer tech guys, the great camera people, and the great marketers, how does it work? Because you can subscribe. You can go sign up and watch it once, or you can buy it and have it forever. What happens when you go to censoredmovie.com? Because I want a hard copy of this right now. So can I put it on my hard drive, my memory stick? What do I do?
So right now it's hosted on Vimeo. So if you go to youcan'twatchthis.com, that shows you exactly how you can buy it on there. And then when you have a Vimeo account, you own that movie. You can watch it as many times as you want forever. And then very soon we'll be able to pre-order a DVD. And then as soon as they come into stock, that'll be shipped to you. And you can also rent it. And then that lasts something like 48 hours. Then you can watch that with whoever you want for then. But once you pay for it, it's still yours. There might be a way to still download it. I need to just double check that. But it still belongs to you. You can still sign into your Vimeo account. And that
well, listen, this is your film, but you remember all I asked for when I was in it for no consideration. Obviously, I don't care. It's fine. I said I promote it. I trust you guys. I really trust you now to see the film, is that it somehow be free to air. So, but used to you could put something on YouTube or Facebook. I guess it doesn't matter now because they probably won't let you put it out for free.
Absolutely. Well, what we want to make sure that the message is absolutely free. So the content of it, the message is absolutely free. So right now, YouTube, I think it's just, you know, Paul's just put his segment up. That's already got 50,000 views in 35 minutes. So people are already seeing the message. People are already seeing exactly what the core is about. People are already seeing the arguments being pushed by it. But to own a copy, if you go to Vimeo, then you can have something that you can tangibly own forever that they can't take away from you. But the exclusive clips, all of the clips and all the on-air clips, all of that's being launched pretty much every day. We're putting out different bits of footage, and you can find that on You Can Watch This.
Kayla, let me just say, do two more segments with us, and then we're going to have Gerald Celente take over. But I'm impressed with what you've done, and I've seen the film. I mean, you say you made a few changes. What were the changes?
So we just extended certain bits. So for example, when Tommy was talking about the future, he was predicting that his Facebook would be taken away and that his Twitter, his YouTube would be taken away forever. We extended those bits. We went into the arguments a little bit more, so it really went into detail about exactly what's going to happen. And we did that because it came true. This movie has the last ever interview Tommy did before he was banned on Facebook. You can see in the movie he's holding his phone. While he's live on that phone, that's his last ever live stream on camera that you can see. So it's absolutely crazy. It's got so many moments like that that we pulled out just because they're so valuable now. There's no other footage. There's no other interview with Tommy before that period. So that's something we really wanted to focus on and to pull out a little bit in the movie. So, you know, you'll see that as well, which is priceless.
Well, Kaylin Robertson, I'm just honored that you and George put me in the film, and I'm really honored to promote it because I just know as I'm being silenced, my audience knows who I am, and I love them to death. The people outside of this, they literally think I'm a Nazi, and I'm just glad there's a film that'll speak for what I believe in.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.